Welcome to Community Voices, a production of NPR Illinois. I'm your co-host, Jeff Williams. In the studio today, Spencer and Lindsay Stokes. Hello, Spencer and Lindsay.
Hello.
Hello, thanks for having us.
You might have seen some of their work around Springfield area, also around the St. Louis area. They do a lot of great public art. First off, how did you two start to get into the beautiful, oversized, outdoor public art works that you guys do?
Well, I'll let Spencer take this one.
We've kind of both worked with spray paint quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
you know, since we were young, and a couple small projects just started getting larger and larger, and to a point where we just, you know, basically working all the time, try to make the biggest artwork, you know, that we can.
That you can, yeah. So you guys were kind of did other like 2D art like before that?
Sure. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of really good guidance from art teachers in high school. We had an art teacher, Miss Lynn. Shout out to Miss Lynn.
Yeah.
Glenwood High School.
Right.
I think
on.
You know Amy Lynn.
Yeah, I had her in here just like about a week or two ago.
She's a big inspiration to Spencer and I. Always encouraged the weird art we were doing. And then we just kind of went from there, really.
Do you remember what the first ones you guys did that were public-ish?
Man, we did one a long time ago. Actually, kind of nearby here, the bar that it's called the library now. What was it called back in the day?
Crow's Mill, right.
And it was
event.
Bootleggers before Bootleggers, Crow's Mill.
That was probably one of the first little things we did, really.
Yeah, real public-wise.
More public.
Mm-hmm.
But,
or I guess, you know, Skanks, too. I mean,
Skanks. Actually, that was probably
that was
really
one of
the
my first, you know, real public things.
Yeah, yeah,
the
definitely.
The side of the little light building in the
today.
Back, you know.
Yeah.
10 years
Many
ago.
Many years ago.
right,
absolutely.
And you guys did the taco?
I did the taco joint, yes.
Taco joint, yeah.
7th and South Grand there, yeah, both sides of it, as well as the little storage container out in the parking lot.
And you guys also, you've been down St. Louis, right? You've been really involved in doing the St. Louis. Talk about that a little bit, so if people from here don't know.
We've been doing Paint Louis down there, which is a huge graffiti, you know, art festival on the flood wall for 13, 14 years, I think, is what it's going to be this time. We skipped a couple because of, you know, the situation in society. But we've been doing that for a long time. We've got a lot of friends down there. Last year, we had the opportunity to paint one of the tattoo shops that we've been working at.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we were contacted by somebody in Collinsville. There's a really cool instrument music shop there that we painted.
You
one
did
our, yeah,
finish
our,
that already
yeah,
then?
Yeah, we Swing
did that
City last year.
Oh, Swing City. Oh, yeah.
That was one of our largest public murals so far.
Yeah, right
it was
on.
90-something feet, I mean, long side of it.
I saw the pictures that you did of that, but I haven't seen it, been down there yet, because I've been in Swing City before a few times.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've got to go down and check that. Yeah, for sure, any people from Central Illinois, if you haven't gone down and seen that wall down in St. Louis, you need to get down there.
It's so great.
The flood wall.
It's
ever-changing.
Crazy.
I mean, the road is a little bit rough, but it's a great walk, even if you're a bicyclist or you like to walk. It's
the trail. That's right, because the bike trail kind of goes right along there,
it does.
So I first heard about that from Jeanette Haas. Jeanette was still living in Springfield. She lives in Eugene, Oregon now. But when she was, working at Food Fantasies also back then, back in the day. So she first told me about that, like I needed to go check that out, and I was like, "Oh,
it's super
my
cool!" Yeah, it's easy to get to. It's right inside St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Take that first exit that wraps around the stadium, and it's coming up.
Yeah, it's usually early September.
Several hundred artists, about 2.5 miles worth of wall.
It's all over the world.
We met people
from Japan. We met people from Germany. I mean, it's amazing the amount of culture that comes through to and everyone's just putting their time in. You don't get paid to do it.
Past several years we've done 200 to 300 feet of wall in and one weekend,
that's usually with a group, which is pretty
insane, you know, but usually we have quite a large group. I think we had close to 20 people last year on 300
helping you guys, that's cool.
Collective, I should say.
Mm-hmm. I've gone down there at different times and I've driven past. You see people's like, good job. And they like kind of just turn and acknowledge it. But you see the crews out there doing it. I haven't seen you guys out there because, I mean, there's just so much
it's
to see
so
and
much.
You don't
so
know.
Much, yeah.
And depending on where you're at the wall, like you might get tired halfway through and want to
be like, I got
to
get out of here. Right. Exactly.
There's been years we've been right up front. There's been years we've been more towards the end. It's all good spots, though. We always find a good spot.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I don't think they realize how physical, because the heat and it just can get you. Sometimes it's like you want days that are overcast but not raining. You know, it's talk a little about that, just the physical side of it.
Yeah, well, for sure. So the wall is very tall in some parts. How tall would you say it is? Like
upwards of like 16 to 18 feet, I think, in the tallest portions.
Mm-hmm. So we
and it's concrete. You're standing on asphalt in the middle of a train yard, which is nothing but rocks and iron and steel.
Oh, yeah.
So it's nothing. Everything's just radiating heat.
Right.
And it's early September. So
we try to get there early so that the sun is like behind the wall. So like you have that prime
shade.
Time in the morning.
Yeah, totally. When you guys did the one that was the tattoo shop right next to Dumb Records. That had to be kind of nice because you probably had more shade than some.
It was a lot.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
it was nice
that was
there,
a good alley to do.
A good area to do. And that's a pretty good size one, too.
That's
so.
Pretty long, too. We kind of did that in sections, just kept adding on to it.
Do you guys have any in other locations in central Illinois? Or
definitely.
Williamsville.
Williamsville is
the Williamsville.
We just did that one last year, too.
Yep,
that's a pretty good one.
Mm-hmm.
It was through the... through the
Illinois
Tourism.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. And that one is kind of, that one's sort of visible. If you were on the train, you'd be able to see that, right? Like passing on the train.
Yeah,
the Amtrak.
I'm sure you could. Yeah,
yeah, it's
facing
that.
Yeah,
you're coming into Williamsville, you kind of look up, it's right there.
They're moving pretty fast, though, so it'd be hard to see.
It is, but it's a lot of times, like if I'm taking the train up to Chicago or something, I kind of will watch through town, kind of see the different things you can see, but a lot of times you'll see the public art.
Oh, we love that.
Here we go. There's some other surrounding ones, too. So the year prior, we did the big one in Chatham.
Oh, yeah, AJ's
right on the square.
Corner.
Yeah, AJ's.
Oh, AJ's. Oh, yeah.
Nilwood.
Oh, yeah, we did one in Nilwood.
Yeah.
On
you did the Nilwood? The right down there, like on the...
The little clubhouse.
Little
on the
clubhouse.
Yeah.
Super nice guys.
Okay,
yeah,
that's cool.
Great.
Yeah, I'd seen that before. I didn't realize that was your art.
And you can stop there anytime. They even said that to us. They're like, this
it's
isn't...
It's a public.
It is public.
Bar,
you can stop and take your picture by the Route 66 stuff.
Are you both doing this full time now?
We are. Yeah. We got some other side hustles. But
sure. Oh, yeah.
You have to have something else.
But
we'd like to say we're full time artists, part time other stuff.
Yeah. Right. So if people wanted to get a hold of you about this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I brought a business card.
Oh, there you go.
Too,
right on.
I mean, we have a website.
Yeah, tracksidemurals.com.
What's that? Trackside?
Tracksidemurals.com.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And
there's a contact us with a form on there. So if you're looking for something, you can fill out the form and we'll get back to you pretty quickly.
So is there... World's any size, like size too large or too small that you'd ever think about taking
small
on?
Small maybe, but large
they
still.
Small, right? Small. It's like, oh, well.
Yeah, with large, heights become a thing, but, you know, we deal with it.
We do it all.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you're doing that, a lot of times, do you then, like as far as the scaffolding or, you know, if you use lifts, if you do have to do something like that, do you just like rent from the area, like contact a local place that rents?
We've got a couple companies here, but yeah, we just rent a lift generally. We started out always on ladders, and then Baker's scaffold, and, you know, which we still use that quite a bit.
We still do, yeah.
Right.
But anymore, it's just more efficient and easier to get a better product if we have the proper equipment, just like anything else.
Right,
you know?
Just like the lift equipment,
right. Absolutely. I mean, those big articulating lifts just make it so easy to get exactly where you need to
go.
Whether you're underneath
body,
the awning or, you know, weird places, you know.
Right.
Definitely makes the day a little bit easier when you're done if you haven't been climbing a ladder for all day.
Right. And those lifts, in case anybody is wondering out there, it's like a more or less like kind of a crane sort of a situation.
Yeah,
right.
Kind of a crane type situation.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what, like when I've done murals and stuff around town, I still am doing like the ladder thing or like little scaffolding, and it's tiring.
Next day you go, oh wow,
it's like that is getting you. It's
very
like a
tiring.
Full body workout, man.
Definitely.
A lot of times it's a lot of stepping back to look at what it looks like from a distance, because you know we're doing big murals. It's not like sitting there painting a smaller canvas. You know, you really got to step back to see the grand picture.
Right.
And what it looks like from a distance, you know.
And that's really what kills on the ladder when you're
yeah,
you know
going
up there
up
working
down,
on an area, then you
down.
Get down and you have to just walk way back and look, and you're like, that needs to be a little different. Okay,
yeah,
let me get
ladder.
Back up there, up the ladder,
yeah.
And change that a little, and get back down and take another look and
it
go
is
from
very
there.
That it could even be a small little dot too. You're like, oh, just
right.
needs
it's
a little
like,
something right there.
Yep,
and the ladder, then it's like it's just out of my reach. Doggone it! I gotta take it, move it, and move it a little bit. Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
You're giving me PTSD, right?
Sorry. All that. I remember I was out working on one of those the Art Alley murals. I was just using a ladder. But it was a ladder that the person who owned the building right there, it's Beth Lay lives in the building. And it was right around from where Buzzbaum was.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the owner said Beth could, like, let me in to get this big ladder out there as compared to, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, man, thank you very much, because it was huge. It was, like, really big. So I came outside with the ladder. I stood it straight up. Beth was out there, just started walking her dog around, and it was like a clown show. I had that stupid ladder by the bottom, and I thought I had it in position. It started to go like the other way on me, and I was out there. It was serious, like, I was like running through the stupid parking lot back behind there, and she was like, bent over, and she's like, dude, I am not trying to laugh at you, but if you... I know you hate clowns, but you looked like a clown when you were doing that. It was
the irony.
Exactly. I was like, of all the things. Anyhow, if there was anything else you guys kind of wanted to talk about with?
Well, we do have some upcoming projects.
Projects.
We have one downtown. We can't really say much
about.
There's going to be one downtown.
At least
a couple
one,
of them.
So I think two. Yeah.
But for sure, one Very that we've public, got coming yeah. up in the next month is at the Wild Thrift Center on the north end there on Dirksen. We'll be painting on their building soon. So keep
within
a lookout for that.
Within the next week or so?
Yeah, I think the next week is the weather breaks
depending, yeah.
for us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's getting into the season where
as
you can kind of do
enough,
that.
As long as it's warm enough, we'll be outside.
Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done many through, like, the winter time and stuff?
Latest was November. We got kind of lucky, and we were
pretty
bundled up.
We got pretty close
to
the hotel this year, yeah.
Oh, and the hotel, the Route 66 hotel we did last year, we were working through, what, October?
Yeah.
Route 66. Oh, here in Springfield, the
yes.
Route 66. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Southern View, is that right?
Southern View, exactly.
Yeah, yep.
Southern View.
Face of Southern View, so you wouldn't see it unless you're actually in Southern View. But
I remember when I was working on the one at Unique Enchantments, and it was kind of getting into that time of year where the paint's not drying as fast, mm-hmm. and then rain starts to roll in, it's like, oh my
what do you
god
do?
Yeah. It's like, what do you do? I was like, I'm going to leave. I don't even want to see this. I'll just come back tomorrow.
Right.
There's nothing I can do right now. And
I have a video of Spencer painting in the rain.
In the rain.
Spray painting in the rain. He was trying to use cardboard. He was trying to spray paint under the cardboard like a madman.
Right.
It's great.
Makeshift kind of set up with tarps and, you know.
Like, we're getting this done.
Kind of worked it. The wall the next day with towels, like, trying to dry the sponge out, you know.
That's true, yeah, if you've got that sort of
You don't
want to
leave that unfinished piece.
No.
So
you got to do that.
Rain or shine, we try to get it done.
Hope for the best after that, though,
Absolutely.
For sure. You guys have never gone up and done art prize, right? Up in that one up in...
We haven't, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that, you know, some people from around here have gone up and done that. It was kind of a cool thing that whoever the politician or the family who put the money up to start that, because then it's like you turned it into a huge tourism thing for the town of Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like a super good idea. They put that first money up. That seems to pay off for it because, you know, like you said, the same as St. Louis, that you got internationally recognized artists who are coming to those sort of things. I haven't been up to I have been to Grand Rapids, but I haven't been up there lately to see the transformation of that. Mm-hmm. But I've seen pictures and it's pretty stinking cool.
Yeah, we'd love to see something like that here. We've kind of talked about things before. And obviously the tourism board is definitely doing some work and, obviously the new transit hub over there.
Right.
I was fortunate enough to help on that. You know, install the one on the east side of the
mm-hmm,
wall.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done a couple projects with them so far. I think we're going to have a couple more this year. And they're trying, but
the tourism board has been really great. They've been working with us, and just we appreciate that they keep reaching out to us and keep giving us walls to paint.
Once people realize or see that it's okay, then it kind of opens up a little bit more. Sometimes people think something if they, like way back when it was kind of a newer thing, dangerous, is it? You know what I mean? What's it going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Right, like, oh, it's graffiti. Oh, my gosh, what's that?
Which I can't, maybe some of our creativity did spar from that, but
from that, for
but
sure.
But it's just, right.
it's a beautiful thing.
It's exactly. It all is a cool thing.
There's so much opportunity in this town. I mean, so many walls that are blank or even abandoned buildings, especially downtown right now when it's struggling.
Right, exactly.
You know, why not bring more art downtown?
Yeah, why not throw some
and give people a reason to come down there? Just to walk around. And when
even
you walk around, you can
do
stop in all the little places,
to see that.
You know?
No, absolutely.
All the shops and, you know, restaurants and bars. And
What's good, like in the last, it was either late summer or early fall, I can't remember, some people who were organizing a bike ride, they asked me, they're like, hey, would you come and kind of just show us around, like all the murals or the mural thing or something?
I loved that you did that.
That was really cool, yeah. And it was like they asked me just kind of like last minute, and I actually was like, okay, I was going to kind of go on the ride. Mm. And then they're like, oh, do you know anything? I was like, well, yeah, as a matter of fact. And so it was kind of cool because then I was able to give information about a lot of the different spots. But it is kind of cool. But that's a great idea to have more of that happen.
Absolutely.
And the thing is, it's not like a huge investment for the city either, really. Not compared to other things.
I mean, you know, it's got some zeros, but it's not millions.
Exactly. Not nearly what it can be for some things. Yeah. And it makes just as much of a wow factor a lot of times.
Absolutely.
As something that you're spending millions on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Spencer, Lindsay, thank you so much for
having us.
For coming in, and see you guys out there. Maybe up on the lift or something.
Yeah, catch us on a lift, baby.
Yeah, check us out on Facebook and Instagram, both under Trackside Murals.
Yep.
Come say hi to us while we're at the ball.
Yeah, we love when people stop and say hi.
Love it. Oh,
we
like
usually have stickers.
At Floyd's. You did that at Floyd's, kind of, right?
Yeah,
during,
we did.
Like,
a little meet and greet, though.
Definitely.
That
needs
was a blast.
To be, for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Well, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks,
thank
Jeff.
You for having us.
Community Voices is a production of NPR Illinois.